Oh yeah, welcome back to the Conversation App Podcast, a show for geeks, artists, and terrible people. In this episode, we talk about involuntary actions. Which could we live with, and which would we not be able to cope with if we were cursed with it forever? Including, you know, farting, being sick, coughing, twitching, that sort of thing. And we also talk about what would be the most disruptive fantasy animal to appear in the modern day, what would really screw with us on a day-to-day basis. All this and more in the Conversation App Podcast.
The Conversation Hat Podcast.
Have you ever told someone that you love them by mistake? And I don't mean like it was a bad idea.
No, and I don't really understand the question. What did you do?
It's important to save people's numbers to your phone and possibly make sure that you read the name proper. Because yes. I thought I was talking to someone else.
Right.
For like 20 minutes.
Okay.
And said I loved them. Not like I'm confessing my love to you, but as a little sneaky, oh, I love you.
Yeah.
That was meant to be a little bit more than flirtatious, but also not really.
Yes, no, I know. I understand the tone you were going for.
Yeah.
Who was
the suggestive, but not quite.
Yes.
Yeah, then, like, within the next couple of minutes of the conversation, I realised that I was speaking to someone different.
Okay. And I think we need to understand a little bit more of your relationship with that person to understand why it was a bad thing that you said that.
It wasn't a bad thing. It was not the person that I meant to say it to.
Okay.
So the impact that I was trying to go for would have been flirtatious and perhaps, maybe have you ever considered this? And that, I think, then was that was received by the wrong person. And that ever happened to you?
No.
Oh.
No, of course not.
Anyway, sorry I told you I loved you the other day.
I don't remember. Is that something? Did that actually happen?
No.
Okay, because I was going to say...
I said that last bit for jokes.
Because that, I mean, that wouldn't be the first time I underreacted to someone telling me they love me.
Go on.
Well, it's just when you're dating someone and you're both aware that you're 17, like, in my opinion, she used that word very early.
Okay.
And I was like, that's neat, bud.
I have had someone say it to me when I've been in a relationship and it was the first time, and I was like, I know what's about, I know what's coming here, and you are very, very drunk.
Ha!
And I don't want
this
to be the first time that, that's happened.
I don't want this to be the first time, never mind.
You've just said it and been sick, and now I feel the need to say it to this stinky mass.
Welcome back. Speaking of stinky mass, welcome back to the Died for Our Sins Hat Podchrist.
Uh-huh.
I think we're all
with your hosts, Ben Polar and Liam Tit Wrangler.
Are those two things related?
One could argue that Ben Polar like a polar bear and
yes.
Liam Tit Wrangler like the Tit Warbler. All right, Ben... Oh, wait, no, it's meant to be a P. Oh, this is difficult.
Thank you, I know. I'm quite good at coming up with Ben ones, but not so good at then coming up with Liam ones that are related.
Ben Penguin and Liam Tit Warbler.
Ben Puma and Liam Tiger, both cats.
Yeah. I mean, you could use that for the next one. Mine was perfectly fine. There was no problem with it whatsoever.
Two things weren't particularly well related.
The penguin and the tit warbler, both birds.
Yeah, I guess. But if
not, you guess they're both birds.
Yeah, but penguins are barely birds.
How are they not birds?
They can't fly.
Have you seen them swim?
Yes.
So that's basically flying.
No, because the other thing is that I haven't seen any other birds swim. Don't say the duck.
The duck, the goose, the swan.
All I'm saying is...
The kingfisher. They go under the water and they do the flap-flap.
That's a lager bear.
There's other... Is it?
Kingfisher?
Oh, yes. Yeah, just only in Indian restaurants.
That's my favourite. Yeah, like you sit down, like, oh, why do we never have Kingfisher at the pub? Because it doesn't exist outside of these four walls.
I have gone to my mum and stepdad's house before and drank Kingfisher.
Wow.
But they got it in specifically because they were making curry.
Yes, it's context aware lager.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know why.
Yes.
But penguins are birds.
Penguins are birds. I fear it could be. You haven't asked for feedback, but here it is nonetheless. I am a white man.
That's weird feedback.
You don't seem to be aware of how white I am, which is very strange. Tit warbler's like a small little like garden variety bird, right?
Sure. I mean, it's not 4 foot tall like an emperor penguin might be.
If you could find a bird that has more in common in size, location, ability to fly/swim, so like Ben Pigeon, Liam Tit Warbler would be a step in the right direction.
Why?
Because pigeons and tit warblers, I would say, have more in common than penguins and tit warblers in that they can fly, they're smaller, they're not Arctic birds.
Oh, I was really hoping that the tit warbler might be a wader or something.
Well, I wouldn't say the...
I mean, it's a white-browed tit warbler, and they're pretty cool. They do live in dry mountainous shrubland, but they've got an eyebrow.
They have got an eyebrow.
Like the penguins do.
You know what? I guess you've got me there.
And I gave you the cool purple bird instead of, like, the formal attire bird that I am.
You could be a pigeon.
Why would I want to be... Do you want to know the saddest thing about pigeons?
I do now.
They were kept as, like, messengers and racing birds and just as pets.
Yes.
For so long that all of the survival instinct in the wild disappeared. It was bred out of them, which is why they only live in cities and towns and will come right up to you. Mm. Because it is in their evolution to be like... Trust those ones. They give food. Food, friend, friend. Why friend hitting me? Why friend kicking me? Why friend gluing my feet to windsills?
We've just domesticated them too hard.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And now everyone hates them and calls them poo heads.
Poo heads. That is what they call them.
They're like, purr heads. Purr heads. And they do that so the pigeons can understand, which I think is cruel.
Yes. We're mean to birds.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's too bad.
Mm. I like pigeons.
I like
birds. I'm going to buy myself a bird table.
A bird table.
Yeah, for the garden.
For the birds.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's time to pull a question out the hat. It's time to pull a question out the hat. It's time to pull a question out the hat and answer it in some way.
Sent in by Disappointed Dragon.
What up, buddy?
Which involuntary action, i.e. sneezing or hiccuping, is worse? Which would you rather be cursed with for eternity? Ooh.
So, what are they? Like, as in, what are some more examples of them?
Well, twitching.
Yeah.
I do twitches sometimes.
Bird watching.
Haha.
Mm.
I think immediately the worst one would be sharting. Where you fart and poo yourself at the same time, because that's involuntary. And it's worse than being spontaneously sick.
Yes.
Because if you're sick, some people will go, ugh, but other people will go, oh no, help the ill person. Whereas if you poo yourself, no one's helping.
No, you're on your own.
Like, the percentage of people that would help a person who has just shat themselves is infinitesimally small compared to those who might help someone being sick.
Yes. What I've got in the list here, just so I get a complete picture before I can choose, in no particular order, and you'll see what I mean by that in a second, twitch, cough, sneeze, fart, shart, combust, sick.
Why combust?
Because it's involuntary.
True.
If this had said
which spontaneous action, I could have understood where you were going, but this is involuntary. People don't involuntarily... I just suppose they do, other than that monk.
Well, yeah, so that I wouldn't say that monk was spontaneous combustion.
No.
Because it wasn't spontaneous.
No, it was planned.
It wasn't improvised.
No.
I would say for the purpose of this that combust is as valid as being sick in your mouth. Much more serious. I think that would be the worst one.
I think it would only happen once.
Yes, that's true. So if you're cursed with it,
yawning. Did you put yawning on there? Because yeah. That you can kind of try and stop, but it doesn't. Your Y's are interesting. You do a U quite high up and then a little line under.
Yeah,
it.
I know. My handwriting's all crazy.
You do it in two bits.
It's almost like I'm dyslexic as shit.
Yeah, no one
noticed before it was too late.
I noticed it in my birthday card from ages ago. Yeah. And
That's weird.
I wasn't sure if it was yours or Laura's.
No, it's definitely mine.
So, yeah.
No, if it's all fucked up, it's definitely mine. What did I put in your... Oh, Y in birthday, yes.
Or, no, it was, congratulations, buddy, you did it.
Yeah, I guess I did say that. So I think the thing is, combust does tip the scale somewhat.
It's
so
only going to happen once, really, yeah.
And it is the... We're yawning again. And it's only going to happen once, and it is much worse than all of these. So I feel like we kind of have to take that out, because otherwise there's not really a...
I don't know, because if you've put combust, and it says that... The next bit is, which would you rather be cursed with for eternity? And that means that would be the most common depiction of hell.
Being set on you spontaneously would be, without
you would just
warning.
Be burning.
You're going without
forever.
Your day. You just you are set on fire. You go up, you disappear. There's none of you left your ash. And then very gradually you are put back together. And then there's a long, harsh healing process to get back to a point of wellness, only for you to spontaneously combust again.
So you're saying that you would have to be whole for this to... So what?
I would think so.
But then that feels like a very different thing to being... To farting. Because you fart, your fart's yes. finished, so you fart immediately again.
Or you just...
This is...
One long fart.
Cursed with for eternity. In the way I'm reading that is, if you selected hiccups, you have hiccups for the rest of time.
So the difference between a fart and a hiccup, other than the end it comes out of, I guess, is that hiccups are very much
one
length.
I don't know. Is a fart involuntary?
Sometimes. Not always.
I feel like you can hold a fart
more often
than not.
There's a great degree of control, but if you hold in a fart for long enough, at some point or other, it is just kind of slip out. And sometimes...
Oh, no, it goes back up and it comes out as bad breath.
Butt breath, yes. I think generally you have quite a lot of control over farts, but sometimes they do just happen.
Mm.
And that's just one of part of life's rich tapestry.
I think that it... Like, you've put combustion in there, so that would just be burning forever.
I haven't put shit in there.
You've put combustion.
Oh, sorry, yes, no, I'm...
So yeah. You would... So I think that's not a healing. That's not a you turning to dust and then healing.
So
that would just be you burning.
Well,
for the rest of for eternity, for infinite burning, constant, unrelenting, non-stop
the
fire. And
the thing that I would like to talk about is that when you cough or sneeze or have a hiccup. Those things, they just sort of happen. They're individual events. So if you were to be cursed with those for eternity, it would be lots of coughs, lots of sneezes.
Yeah. It would be constant hiccups.
A fart can go on for a very long time. There are world records and such. So differently, if you were... Of course, you're going to look it up. If you were cursed with forever farts, I think it might be one incredibly long fart that goes on forever. And you're going to tell us the longest one. I reckon 3 minutes. Is it how long is the longest fart?
2 minutes, 42 seconds.
I was close with my guess of 3 minutes.
So that would mean that... So every 3 minutes, you would start farting
again. No.
But be
one long fart. One 30-year-long fart.
No, it's forever.
Yes.
So you're saying that would just be gas coming out your bumhole... In perpetuity.
Yes, one very, very long fart.
I don't want to ask, what about your poos? No, if we're doing this, what about your poos?
What about your poos? Well, you can, you know, sometimes when you're pooing and you do a bit of a fart.
Yeah.
Samesies.
Okay, so you would just always be farting and do a bit of a poo from time to time.
Yeah.
You would be pooing yourself, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
So
well,
you
I
would
imagine
so
you'd
that,
stop wearing trousers quite early
So
on.
That would become sharts. Anytime yes. that there was a bit of poo, it's coming out.
I think it's only sharting yourself is when you're wearing
It's when you fart and poo comes out.
Oh, okay, fine. So what I'm getting at here is there's a difference between coughing forever because that's lots of coughs and farting forever because that's one very long thing.
You've decided that, but I'll go along.
But you understand my logic, right?
Yeah.
I think when it comes to combustion, I think that's more like a cough or a sneeze than it is a fart, because it isn't that...
Go on.
Because we're not talking about a person being set on fire. We're talking about spontaneous human combustion. Those are distinct things.
This would be someone being on fire.
No.
They would start being on fire, and then that's them forever.
That's not... So being set on fire isn't a spontaneous... Involuntary.
Action.
It might be involuntary, like being burned at the stake or something. Spontaneous human combustion is a specific thing, which is where a person is just kind of sitting, doing their own
thing.
And
they burst into flames.
They suddenly burst into flames, and within minutes they are ash. It's like a one-time thing.
No, but that's right. But then you finish. That ends.
Yes.
No. This is for eternity.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, in order for that to be for eternity, I'm agreeing with you. I'm trying to find like the way for this to work.
I'm taking combustion out because it would just be someone being on fire forever. Because otherwise you stop, which is not what eternity is.
What I'm saying is, I agree with you. Combustion is like an immediate thing. And then it's over. In order for spontaneous human combustion, if it were to stay on the list, to fit the criteria of being forever, it must necessarily mean that you combust ash, reformed person.
Disagree.
Combust.
Disagree. You never get beyond the point. You never get to a point where you crumble.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
No,
because it's for eternity. No, you don't. This is the eternity thing.
Yeah.
What? If you're going for that, then you must say that the farts have to stop for you to poo. Because otherwise that turns into a shart. So either you never poo, or there is a gap in your farts.
What I'm getting at is the spontaneous human combustion as a total event. I'm trying to make this fit within that.
Right.
Okay?
The involuntary action that is worse is this. This is the worst thing to go on for forever. Anyway, this isn't... And it's saying which you would rather be cursed with for eternity.
So oh, then why are we even,
talking about this fire so much?
Yawns.
Because it's not going to be fire.
I've already got
probably yawns.
I've already got that. I'm fine with it.
Sick.
read the list to us.
Right, so yawn, twitch, cough, sneeze, fart, shart, combust, sick, a podcast with your friend. So we'll get rid of shart, because that would be gross.
That'd be awful.
I think a close one after that is sick.
You couldn't kiss, eat anything. I genuinely find sneezes painful.
Really?
Yes. So I used to, because I used to internalise them, but now I just let the sneeze out. So I was getting to a state where I was like physical, muscular.
Okay, so you don't want to do sneezes.
I'd rather not do sneezes.
I think sneezing at the wrong time, if you're hiding from someone, you could get got...
That's very true.
If you're in a library, if you're doing anything, you can't watch a film.
Can't eat.
You
can't
be
suck
able to
a
drive.
Dick. You can't. Yeah, I think same with cough.
As someone who used to suffer from twitches quite a lot, I'm getting rid of that because that was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, you've done your turn.
Coughs. Yeah. Gone. Farts.
Is that a farts or yawns?
I mean,
yawns is more socially acceptable.
Yeah, but if you're farting forever, would it be just a quiet. Or would it be...
Well, it would have to... If you're doing a poop, it would have to...
So it's probably not fart.
And without getting...
So it's either yawn or a podcast with your friend. And I would rather not yawn all the time.
Well, we're struggling with...
Because I find yawning quite...
You're not honestly choosing a podcast with your friend,
so I think that's
you?
Probably going to be that.
Okay.
So you're right. You can yawn. And
can
I choose
a podcast
with my friend.
I thought it was which is the worst, not which is the best. Which would you rather be?
No, which is worse. So then I would probably, it would be combusting would be the worst one because you would die.
There'd also be a logical dilemma involved, I imagine.
Well, you'd be dead, and then there's a separate question.
So a separate question, which would you rather be? Yes, so combust is the worst involuntary thing to happen, if true. Something I should have perhaps stated earlier on is that some people think it's not true, some people think it's true. I've seen no evidence either way. I'm willing to be... I'm agnostic when it comes to human combustion. I mean, believe in that more than I believe in God.
There's apparent evidence of it having happened, but no one was ever around to see it happen, so...
Yes.
What are you going to do?
Quite. Good. I agree then.
I like some future stuff as well. Are we going to become Mad Max or Star Trek?
Now, Ben, let's try our hardest to not have a little argument this time. Because I was just trying to ask logical questions.
Yeah, but...
Which fantasy species would be most disruptive to modern-day society? Most disruptive.
Probably dragons.
Because they're big, innit?
Because they're very big. Even, like, the small ones, quite big.
Yeah.
Or if you go... The smallest ones that I can think of would be, like, Terry Pratchett dragons.
Yes, the little baby ones.
And they... Some of those still just go bang.
Yes, they will.
So I imagine a lot of people would get those as pets.
Yes, like a micro pig.
Exotic pets, yeah. And that would lead to a lot of house fires and things going bang.
Yeah.
Which would then lead to them being...
Are they called, like, mud dragons or something? What are they called?
Soup dragons.
Soup dragons? No, I'm thinking of clangers. Once again, clangers would fuck us up.
They're just little dragons.
Little dragons.
And then, like, they were like, oh, no, I can't have this dragon exploding or sneezing everywhere, so they'd chuck them out, and then there'd be feral dragons, there'd be, like, sewer dragons.
Yes.
Like the Florida sewer gators.
Yes, true. So, what about... I completely agree with you. I think the answer is dragons, or some sort of, like, beholders, or the massive monstrous things.
The big worms from Dune.
Huge big Dune worms. If we think about, like, the traditionally player character species from D&D, Warcraft, whatever, elves, dwarves, orcs, tieflings, halflings, gnomes, hobbitses.
Did you watch the film Bright with William Smith?
That film had such potential as a concept.
I thought it was really good.
I think it was okay.
I thought it was pretty good. I wanted them to do a sequel because then expand on that world.
Yes, I think there was just a lot they could have done with it. I was conceptually quite excited by it. I probably just built it up in my head too much. But yeah, I remember Bright was all right, I remember.
I don't think he's getting a sequel.
No, I would be very surprised if Will Smith gets any work.
I don't think it's not getting a sequel because of the Will Smith slap.
It was a while ago. Yes, I do remember that.
So they had the whole class system basically shuffled around then. So, like, orcs were lower class.
Yeah.
Elves were higher up, I think, just because...
Elves.
Because they could be... They live long enough and are hot all the time, so they can be desirable by anyone and noble and rich.
Yes. And I feel like they're also... in most lore, they're quite manipulative as well. So I think they would quite easily be able to get into some political power that way. But I don't think that would be very different. Oh, I'm going to sound such a cunt.
Oh, no,
how would that
think...
be any different to the current political situation?
I don't think it would make much of a difference. They would just be people who looked a little bit more obviously different looking.
I think anything with a tail, I think, would be quite...
I reckon... Tieflings would probably have the hardest time.
Tieflings or Dragonborn, maybe. Because they both got horns and...
Tieflings literally look like the devil.
And I know what I'm going to say here, but they got straight up the wrong colour of skin.
Green.
Sometimes green, red.
I think it's going to be tieflings because of a largely Christian, westernised world. They look like the actual devil with the red skin and the horns and the flamey eyes. They're going to have a hard time. Orcs and elves, they could be relatively accepted, but I think a large religion... In my brain, this is all in America.
Mm.
A large religious community, I just go and get shot.
So I don't necessarily disagree with you. This is genuinely a question, because I want to see where this conversation ends up. Do you not suppose that maybe tieflings would have an easier time than, say, Dragonborn, because we have representations or something... devil-like in contemporary and ancient media. So there already exists a thing in our culture that looks like this person that has just appeared. So you might have people going, Satan. You might also equally have people going, sweet, finally evidence of Satan. That's the religion for me. So maybe it turns into like a, I don't know. I feel
like big lizards would have had, would, no, because the representation of tieflings or something that looks like tieflings has always been the adversary, the baddie, the
yes.
enemy you will hurt. You're the wrong'un.
But I mean, we have a pre-built understanding that there may be a creature that kind of looks like this. Would something completely brand new be more or less disruptive? So
less.
You think
because
less?
Because okay. You wouldn't go because there's the tiefling would look like the little cartoon devil. People are just going to say it's the same thing.
Yeah.
People, not everyone, but some racists, some religious people are going to go, that must be that.
That must be that.
You see a big lizard man, and people are like, this is Glenn, the big lizard man, and he's like, howdy, I'm Glenn. You're like, oh, Glenn seems cool. He could moisturise, maybe.
Yes, scaly.
And then it's pretty much that, Killer Croc or the lizard from Spider-Man. Those are the three big lizard dudes.
Big three. Yeah, fair enough.
And I think it's probably going to be harder to fuck with a Dragonborn. They're big.
Yeah, quite possibly. I think, yeah, the answer really is dragons, because they're huge. And generally, they don't play very nice.
You go for the planes.
Go for the planes.
They're
exactly.
taking all the stuff.
Maybe that'd be so. Maybe it'd be disruptive, but in like a positive sense. Like those cunts on LinkedIn that are like, "Hey, come to this lecture, and we're going to disrupt HR practices." Maybe it'd be disruptive in a. I have a very specific bone to pick with a very specific HR practitioners. Maybe we disrupt dragons. We were disruptive in a positive way because people wouldn't dare get in their fucking private jets anymore. So there's no more air travel. Maybe that would be good in terms of pollution. So still disruptive, but maybe it's a good thing.
Yeah, but there's some of the planes need to happen for a little bit.
Yeah.
I'd like to go on holiday. Yeah. There's some stuff in other countries that need to go to other countries, like technology and products, not war and stuff.
Well, most like retail products are boats.
You're going to get a boat to the middle of America? They'd have to get their trains sorted out.
And that would be better because that runs off of electricity.
Did you know that there was loads of American train lines and then cars were invented and someone went, oh, the cars will do the thing, get rid of this.
Yes, I did that.
Which is why there's pissed next to no trains in the US of A.
So I wonder if dragons might have, like, a positive impact.
How many dragons are we talking about?
4,000. That's not that many.
They're pretty big. They need a lot of flying space. What's that mean?
Per person.
That's too many.
It's 4,000 times 7 billion.
8 billion.
No. 4,000 times.
4,000 times 8 billion.
Yes. What's 4,000 times 8?
160,000.
160,000 billion.
So 160,000
billion.
Oh, wait, how does it go up to...
No, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't.
Thousand,
no, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that might be too many dragons.
Just the sky is just black.
All appear at once, just...
Yeah, they're just everywhere.
Oh, dear. No, yeah, that would be disruptive.
That would be very disruptive. Let's not do that. Let's instead, everyone gets a cat. That's nice. It's not in the spirit of the question.
What would the best animal for everyone to get one of be?
Oh, like a little lizard. Like a happy little lizard. Everyone gets a lizard. I'm into it. Let's do it. Everyone gets a lizard. Send the prepaid envelope to convohat.com. That's not the website. Prepaid, and we'll send you a lizard.
I feel like it would be a spider.
Oh, why?
Because they could eat the bad insects.
Right.
So then, you know, like if you drop mosquitoes or something, that's down. Flies in your house you don't really want, but they are important. And then when there's too many, spiders are cannibalistic as well. So we'd end up with a lot of spiders all of a sudden.
7 billion.
But then...
I don't think that'd be that many more.
But then we would get less spiders. We would get fewer spiders as the spiders ate each other.
I don't think an additional 7 billion is a drop in the ocean for the current population of spiders.
Pretty sure it's still 8 billion people on the Earth.
Or is it 8, not 7? I don't think 8 billion spiders is that many more spiders than there are currently spiders.
I mean, it's 8 billion more.
Yeah, but that's only the amount of people there are.
That's a lot of spiders, though.
I think there's already significantly more than that.
Yeah, but then there'd be 8 billion more.
Do you want to get out your little computer and ask it how many spiders there are?
Quadrillions.
Yes.
It's a billion multiplied by a million, so it's 0.08% more spiders.
Yeah, that's not that many.
Yeah, it's really not that many.
That's so many. That's too many spiders. Is that the next order of magnitude? Billion, quadrillion.
Billion, trillion, quadrillion.
Billion, trillion, quadrillion.
Yeah. By meaning to try quad.
That literally never occurred to me.
I don't think it occurred to me.
So then quintillion, septillion. Quintillion, what's six?
Sextillion?
Sextillion, septillion. Hard to say. Fun to do.
8.1 billion people.
Yes. Wow.
But 3 years ago, it was 7.8.
It's a bit.
It's too many people in the world. In the year 2050, there'll be 9.8 billion.
I think everyone gets a lovely lizard for their friend.
11.2 billion in the year 2100.
I don't think we'll be around then.
No, we'll be squished.
Fuck yeah.
If the current trend continues in the world, there will likely be zero people left in the year 3000.
Wow. The busted song is wrong then. I've been to the year 3000.
Not much has changed, but everybody's dead, Dave.
There are no more people.
Everybody's dead.
The conversation.
Do you have any title ideas? Because I didn't write any down. That episode went by very quickly. We only fell out 3 or 4 times.
Oh, yeah.
It only came to blows once.
A podcast with your friend.
I mean, a podcast with your friend is great.
It's exactly what we want.
Ben, where are you online?
I'm on Instagram, at Spike Pearson, P-I-E-R-S-O-N. There's pictures of food and me eating food and doing things.
Wow.
It's mainly food. There's a lot of food happening.
Food's good. We need food to live.
Had lobster bisque.
Oh, how did you bisque a lobster?
Oh, I ordered it. I said, I'll have that, please.
I spelled combustion wrong. I was going to comp-ustion.
Realised that my Italian pronunciation is not great.
What did you say?
I can't remember. Super di... It's soup of the day, but in Italian, and I just completely biffed it. I was like, I have this... Blah, blah, please. And they were like, you know that's lobster bisque. I was like, yes. I've not portrayed myself as particularly foodie when I've just basically spat at you asking for the soup.
Excuse me, the lady ordered the scarbla.
This is bisque. I wanted the scarbla.
She wanted the scarbla. The scarbla is off. It's all yellow. It's one colour. It's supposed to be awful green.
Puce.
Blah, blah.
I would have the puce blah, blah, please.
Blah, blah. And I'll have a pecan blah, blah, on the side. Ooh, garlic blah, blah. It's really fun to say.
Liam, where are you online?
Blah, blah. At LT Guitarist. In all places. You know what? If you think I'm a bit much here, I can't imagine I would be any more.
Wait till you get him home.
Yes, I'll be all up in your sandwiches. At LT Guitarist on all the places. Mostly it's music. There's... is it less of me talking? I definitely make more sounds.
There's less of me talking.
That's true. So if your problem with the podcast is Ben, come find
wait!
We'll grab a beer, we'll talk shit about him behind his back. We'll have a great time.
No!
Just don't be texting him while we're out, because, you know... Sounds like a great time.
No.
If it's the combination of the two of us that you desire, at Convo Hat Podcast and all the places, we have videos. We've been trying so goddamn hard to do all the video highlights of the shows, for the TikToks, for the Instagram Reels, for the YouTube Shorts, the social bloody tool format video that everyone insists is the way to do things in this day and age. It's not enough to have an audio show. You've got to stick a fucking camera on that audio show and call it a podcast.
It's not these bitter.
I like making content for the internet. I genuinely do. I just resent that my audio show needs to have cameras now. And I don't think that's unfair of me.
That's true.
I don't mind it. I just resent that it's happening. Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Something just flickered. Maybe we should run away.
Let's fucking bail on this.
Goodbye!
Fairly well.
Have they gone?
Yeah, props.